This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Doug Shoup joins us. He serves as the chairman of the Kansas Soybean Yield Contest. And Doug, another successful year for Kansas soybean producers, and you had a chance to honor them at the Kansas Soybean Expo.
Yep, it's always a fun time of year to look back on what the past growing season was and see all of these high-achieving growers that are really cranking out some of these high-yielding soybeans that we see across the state.
We have a lot of winners, and I understand the 100 bushel mark was passed once again this year.
We hit 100 bushels for 2 years in a row. Now we actually have set a new record for recorded soybean yield in Kansas and in the irrigated category. The overall new record for bushels of beans grown on a 5-acre patch is 104 bushels per acre, and that was actually done by Love Farms, and they're in Gray County in southwest Kansas. So a big congratulations to them, and just really excellent to see we're hitting this 100 bushel milestone back-to-back years. That was the overall state winner, and of course Love Farms won the overall irrigated category in the state as well. We like to honor our overall dry land winner because that's a pretty big feat to do that on natural rainfall. This year our dry land winner came from the northeast part of the state, and that was Matt Geiger of Brown County. He came in with an average yield of 94 bushels per acre, which is excellent considering the kind of year we had with some extended drought during the summer. We only had 29 entries this year, but we were able to give out over $8,000 worth of prize money. In the southeast part of the state, the Timmons brothers came in with an average yield of 79 bushels per acre for a dry land yield. That was kind of the high number that came out of the southeast part of the state. The overall high winner for the north central part of the state was Ryan Stewart. He had an overall yield of over 80 bushels per acre on dry land, which is spectacular considering some of the conditions they saw up there. Now, the other thing that we can't forget about is the value contest as well. We like to highlight the extra special quality that comes from the soybeans that we grow here in Kansas, and so we do that by calculating how much protein and how much oil comes in from a sample from an individual grower. The overall winner for the value contest was Cole McCauley of Doniphan County, and he had an overall premium of over a dollar per bushel gain just based on his oil and protein coming from the northeast part of the state.
That is Doug Shoup, who serves as the chairman of the Kansas Soybean Yield and Value Contest, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.